This podcast has been brought to you by
WildDogSecret.com.
Fighting for something.
I know.
Every day I get closer to who I am.
Sometimes I get lost.
On the very transcendent,
never give up.
The answers are out there somewhere.
Everything starts with one person. Welcome.
You know the Scarecrow Report.
Hello there. Today, I would like to talk to you about science. Nothing textbook, but how it works. Sure, we learn about all that has been discovered in school, and many people go on to study further and delve into the secrets of life as we know it. But it's not always that easy. Many great discoveries of history weren't exactly discovered easily by any means. The perfect example would have to be that of Galileo Medici. Galileo was a brilliant young man who was an amazing philosopher, as well as the inventor of the first telescope. This man is largely the person who convinced us humans at the time that the Earth revolved around the Sun, thus proving that the Earth was not the center of the universe. For us now, this may seem simple and common. In the 17th century, it was anything but.
Change.
There's that word again. Change is sometimes the hardest thing to happen
within the world
and ourselves. Galileo was a man of change, some would say. Never giving up, and always pushing as far as he could. In the 1600s, science had barely begun to take hold of the people, and most of the population were followers of the church. The common knowledge of the time was that the Earth was the center of the universe, and all that is revolves around our planet. This was largely tied to the belief that God created us in His image, and that we were the only planet with life in the universe. In 1610, Galileo invented the telescope, with which he soon discovered many astrological wonders, such as how there are mountains on the moon, as well as those found on Mars. And he discovered the moons of Jupiter. Galileo already believed in what was called then the Copernican world view. These days, we call this heliocentric, which means sun-centered. His findings over the next few years removed most doubt from his mind about how the world revolved around the sun. Galileo had begun to make some trouble for himself. Soon after his discoveries, he began to speak of his beliefs more openly. As well, he began to track movements of sunspots on the surface of the sun. This made the church feel uneasy. If all these findings indeed supported his theory of a heliocentric orbit, many of the scriptures the church followed would have to be deemed false or misinterpreted by those who have studied them over the centuries. Many of those in the church disputed Galileo, and all those who believed in the Copernican view. In 1616, this study was condemned by the church, and the Pope ordered a ruling against Galileo, ordering him to never hold these beliefs, nor defend the study again. During this ruling, a second paper was presented which was never signed, stating he could never teach this theory to anyone as well. Eventually, Galileo disobeyed the order and published a book in 1632 describing the Copernican view and the events which had transpired with those who disagreed with him. Soon after the book was released, the production was halted and Galileo had to stand trial in front of the Inquisition of Rome. In the end, Galileo was exiled to his home, where he lived until 1642. While he never truly got the respect he deserved during his life, he is now regarded as the man who brought about this significant change.
All right, sweethearts, what are you waiting for? Breakfast in bed?
Did IQ just drop sharply while I was away?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
What the hell are we supposed to use, man? Harsh language?
Say we take off. We decide from all this.
There's only way to be sure.
There's only way to be sure.
You've been injured on the job or in a car accident.
Father's Day is just around the corner, and if you need...
What we've got here is...
Hello, my friends. These days, it is all too easy to sit inside on a rainy day and watch TV. It's interesting how something so new to our way of life could enwrap the minds of most, if not all, of the population of the world. The origins of television can be traced back as far as 1873, not even 200 years ago. Since then, a lot has changed. Nowadays, one can find almost any kind of show, cartoon, or movie they want. 1,000 worlds and realities ready at the click of a button. But one must ask, is this good for us? I'm not so sure. Well, friends, that's all for now. This is Terrell the Scarecrow, signing off.